The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I welcome you to God's presence this morning. There's a tangible presence of the Lord in our midst this morning. I will advise that you please take advantage of this heavy presence of the Lord here this morning. And I pray that none will leave here the same in Jesus' name. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? I'll be speaking this morning on a message titled Wisdom for Prosperous Living. Wisdom for Prosperous Living. I'll be as sharp as possible. I have only 32 minutes left in this service, and I know that God alone will be glorified in Jesus' name. God desires that you prosper. One of the major desires of God for your life and my life is for us to prosper. Some of the times Christians behave as if God hates us and he doesn't want good of his children. Some of the times the way we talk and behave is as if God hates us and he wants to revenge on something we have done and doesn't want us to prosper. How many of us here, we have a child and you say, this child has done something for me, so I want his life to be very miserable, and I want his life to be very bad. I don't want him to have anything. I want him to be licking the shoes of his friends. No. How much more our God, our Father, the compassionate God, a God that is full of compassion. Someone say full of compassion. He is a God that is full of compassion. His heart is full of compassion. And my prayer for someone here this morning is that you will meet with the compassionate God this morning in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? This morning, God will show himself to you and your family in the name of Jesus. He loves us. He cares for us. And he wants us to prosper. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So God's desire is that we prosper. The Bible says in Psalms 145 verse 16, Psalm 145 verse 16, say, Thou opened thy hand and satisfied the desire of every living thing. God opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. I want to ask you this morning, are you a living person? If you are a living person, then it means it will satisfy you today. I say, God will satisfy you today. Do you know that as our faces and as our makeup and hairdo and hair cover is different, that is the way our desires are different. But as many as our desires are, that is the way God is also ready to bless us. He is so blessed a God that he has everything you can ever desire. Friends, as God liveth, you will not end your journey as a pauper. You will not end your journey in penury. I don't care how your generation has been, your forefathers, grandfather, great-grandfather, even maybe your father. I don't know how things have been for them. In my place, they say 3 generations cannot be poor consecutively. The grandfather poor, great-grandfather poor, father poor, then he now got to you. God forbid that you continue with that lineage of poverty. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Things are changing for you today. Amen. Things are changing for you today. Amen. In Psalm 35 verse 27b, Psalm 35:27, the Bible says, God delights in the prosperity of his servants. God delights. God has a delight. Psalm 35 verse 27b. God delights. He delights. He loves it when you prosper. He delights in the prosperity of his servant. To God alone be all the glory. And there's a major thing that brings about prosperity, and that is wisdom. In Proverbs 4 verse 7, which is the anchor scripture for this month, this is our month of wisdom. Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. So wisdom is a major factor that brings a man out of poverty and brings him into prosperity. And as from today, you will begin to assess this prosperity. Quickly this morning, within the limited time I have, vital wisdom for prosperous living. I'll give you just a few of them, then we close this message. Vital wisdom for prosperous living. Number one wisdom that will bring a man out of poverty into wealth is the fear of God. Walking in the fear of God. Walking in the fear of God. Job was the richest man in Job 1, 1 to 3. He was a rich man in the land of Uz. Yet, this man called Job was a righteous man. He was a man that feared God. He hated evil. Bible says he eschewed evil. That is, he has a personal hatred for evil. Job was not into armed robbery. Job was not robbing banks. Job was not stealing people's goat. He once had a student here many years ago in our church. I think before we got to this particular auditorium. After a hot service like this, an extensive meeting in the church office with pastors, counseling people, praying for people, and all that, I got home and I said, let me just rest. And I got a call and I said, hello, sir. Yes, one of your boys is here. He said he's a student. He just started attending the church. Yes, he's in police station now. He stole goats. I said, it's not my son. Do I eventually send people to bail him because of compassion? But Job was not into that kind of thing. This boy went to steal he was staying in a place, and then he looked left. You know how thieves do now. He looked left, he looked right. He captured his landlady's goat and slaughtered it with his friends and wanted to go and use it for suya. And they nabbed him. And he mentioned man. He said, hey, you see, I have somebody. Who is the person you have? He said, it's one. Job was not into that kind of thing. He was not prosperous through embezzlement. He was not into evil. Yet he was prosperous. Bible says he feared God. The fear of God was in his heart. Many that you call rich men today, they are not. They might be rich physically, but they are poor spiritually. And eventually, it is that riches that will kill them. Until a man fears God, he can't access true wealth. God is the giver of wealth. He's the giver of prosperity. And the more you fear him, the more he pushes blessings to you. And that's why I've come today to advertise to you this fear of God. This fear of God can always give to you what you desire. This fear of God can always give to you everything you need. In Isaiah 3 verse 10, Isaiah 3 verse 10, the Bible says, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him. I say to you today, it will be well with you. I say to your family, it will be well with your family. But you need to walk uprightly. In Nigeria, there are many ways for embezzlement. There are many ways for embezzlement. Many channels are open for embezzlement. But please, turn your backs on this evil. You can't play it the Nigerian way and expect to get heavenly results. If you play the Nigerian way, you get the same result. But as from today, the spirit of the fear of God comes on everyone here today in Jesus' name. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 19, the Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having the seal. Let him that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. Thank God that we know all these scriptures offhand, or else media would have been under your government now. I pray for somebody here today, grace to depart from iniquity. Grace to depart from evil. Grace never to put your hands into evil. That grace receive here today. Receive that grace here today. Now let me show you something that you will love this. In Job 22 verse 23 to 24, we're going to read it together. If you can, let's go there. I want us to read this together. The men will read 22, and our wonderful ladies will read 23. If you are there, say I'm there already. Okay, if you are still going to get there soon, say I'm going there. Right, so we're waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. So are you there? Job, oh sorry, Job is just before Psalms, right? So once you get to Psalms. So yeah, just before. Yes, it's just, you get to Job, then you get to Psalms. So Job 22, I'll be reading from verse 22 to 23. Men, can you, no sorry, 23 and 24. So men, read 23. Let's go, 1, 2. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away what? Iniquity far from your tabernacle. Ladies, 24. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. If you can push away iniquity, you will have money like dust. You will have enough money that you will have money that is, your money will suddenly become uncountable. I didn't say that, the Bible said it. Every man or woman that hates evil eventually gets blessed. And I say this to you today, you are the next person we'll be talking about. Amen. Kingdom purity brings kingdom plenty. Kingdom purity brings kingdom plenty. Wealth from iniquity will always make a man to perish. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and wisdom always births plenty. Wisdom. Once you have wisdom, you can't have the fear of God. You can't have wisdom except you have the fear of God. And you can't have plenty except you have wisdom. Can you see the equation? It's a straight line one. If you don't have the fear of God, you can't access wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, you can't have plenty. But today, all these three shall be found in your life. Wisdom shall be found in your life. Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
Righteousness shall be found in your life. That's the fear of God. And plenty shall be found in your life.
Amen.
If I were you, I would say louder, amen.
Amen.
In Psalm 25, verse 14, Bible says the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear. So when you fear God, you have access to secrets. And it takes secrets to get wealth. Now, having said all that, in key number one, vital wisdom for prosperous living. We go to number two, is obedience. Only the obedient can truly become prosperous. Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing and you're obedient, then you are next to enjoy the good of it. There is good in every land. There is blessing in every land, but it's only for the obedient. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. In Psalm 66, verse 68, verse 6, the C part. Psalm 68, verse 6, C. The Bible says, the rebellious shall dwell in a dry land. Those that refuse to obey God will always live in a dry land. As from today, you are coming out of dryness in the name of Jesus. Any man who wants to come out of financial hardship must eject disobedience. You must eject disobedience. You must remove disobedience from your life. Disobedience in tithing. Disobedience in giving. Disobedience in giving of offerings. Many have been hearing of the issue of tithing for ages. Yet, they cannot talk of 1 year from January to December that they did it consecutively. And that's why things are so hard. They are rich today, they are poor tomorrow. They are rich today, they are poor tomorrow. They have money today, they are broke tomorrow. Because of the inconsistency. It is only what you do consistently that can bless you permanently. Anything you do inconsistently cannot bless you permanently. Everything you do consistently has an agenda that is called prosperity. So when you do When you give to God consistently, when you are regular in your tithing, you have an unbroken tithe record with heaven, then you exit robbers, the list of robbers. According to the book of Malachi chapter 3, you know that story very well. Say, you have robbed me. How did we rob you? In tithe and offering. You have not been, what I gave to you, you refuse to give me back what belongs to me. In fact, you even share the testimony that I blessed you, but you never gave me my own portion of what I gave to you. Everybody that wants to enjoy consistent flow of resources. I mean, this is one of the things I cannot cease thanking God for. On the day I recognize that tithing is a major key to surplus, and I keyed into it in my family, things have changed. As a church, this commission, from inception till now, on a monthly basis, all our income tithed. And this has continued to make our income and our flow to be, nothing can seize it. When there was economic recession, I think last year or 2 years ago, we didn't even know. We were just wondering what's happening. We were building, we were constructing, we were doing outreaches, going out and doing things with big money. As from today, you will not know scarcity again. When men are saying there's a casting down, you'll be saying there's a lifting up. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? Only those who obey this law of giving can be blessed. That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7 says, he that sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. If you don't sow well with a good heart and give it, you don't give your tithe as if you are doing a favor to church. You give it with a humble heart. Father, I thank you. I thank you that in my lifetime I can do this. I can do this. Now, the money is so small. Maybe 100 naira, maybe 1,000. Father, I thank you that I can do this in my lifetime. Then you move from that 100 naira, he tests you with 10,000. Tithe, you pay. From 10,000 to 100,000. Then you go into the tithe of millions. You are getting there. Amen. I say you are getting there. Amen. He which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Verse 7. Go to verse 7 now. Thank you, Jesus. Every man according as he proposed in his heart. So let him give. Not grudgingly. Some give grudgingly. That kind of giving cannot yield you anything. It can't bring you into prosperity. It's time for offering. Oh God, nonsense. I thought they would forget this offering today. What kind of rubbish is this? Offering care. They don't know that I don't have much on me. Jesus himself, he sat where they were dropping offering. Oh yeah, be dropping. Let me be seeing what you are dropping. Jesus himself. I discovered in the scripture, one of the most common words in the Bible is offering. If you have a system that has a Bible, just type offering. You can't count the number of times. I was wondering, if offering was so bad, why would God put it uncountable number of times in the Bible? If your desire is to be prosperous, then it's important that you are consistent in your tithing and in your offerings. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I will not talk much about that because we have heard so much about that in other places in the past. And those that will comply will comply. Those from now till, if you even do 12-hour service on it, those that will never comply will never comply. So we're done. Key number 3 is investment mentality. If you want to be prosperous, you must have an investment mentality, not a consumer mentality. Money not invested has no future. Only those who invest can succeed in life and destiny. And there are 3 major areas of investment. Number 1 is kingdom investment. Investing into the things of God. Investing into those things that matters to the kingdom of God. Investing in evangelism. Investing in things that involves God and his kingdom. Anytime you do this, you have signed up for prosperity. Somebody say amen. Amen. Everyone who is ready to serve God with his money will be serviced by God with riches. In Job 36 verse 11, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Job 36 11. If you can serve God with your resources, then He will bless you mercilessly. He will bless you massively. He will bless you so much, you become an envy to the world. People will be wondering, what kind of lady is this? At your young age, see how you are commanding resources. That will be your testimony. Also in Matthew 6:19-21, I can't read that because of time. Giving to God is not a waste. In Mark 10:29-30, God tells us, if you give houses to me, you give anything you give to me, say it's not a waste. Mark 10:29-30. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake. Let's go on. But shall receive a hundredfold now in the time, houses, brethren, houses, sisters, mother. That is, anything you give to me, you are investing. That's what the Bible is trying to say here. When you serve me, or you do something that promotes my kingdom, you are not wasting your resources. You are not just dashing money away. It will come back to you. And I say to somebody here today, you will soon begin to reap all the dividends of the investment into God's kingdom. So, every man or woman that wants to be prosperous must be a person investing into God's kingdom, your time, your energy, your resources, your talent into God's kingdom. Be investment is invest into your assignment. Invest into your assignment. If you want prosperity, you must invest into your assignment. I don't know what your assignment is. Maybe as a student now, that's your assignment. You invest into it so that you can prosper in that assignment. Maybe you are a businessman. You invest into that your business to prosper in that business. In Proverbs 22:29, see that a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. So when you are a man or woman that invests into your assignment, then you become somebody who is eventually distinguished. Doesn't matter what your assignment is, God will distinguish you. I say God will distinguish you. Can I hear your amen? Amen. In your assignment, you will not fail. Amen. In your assignment, you will not fail. Amen. Number three, you invest into people. When you want to be prosperous, you look for people to invest into. You look for people you can invest into. And I pray that God will give us the grace to do this in Jesus' name. I say God will give us the grace to do this in Jesus' name. The grace to be investment minded. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. Enough of being a consumer. Africans are majorly consumers. We just want to consume. Myself. No, that's not how to live a good life. Every man or woman that wants to be prosperous must be a man investing into God's kingdom, investing into his own life, and investing into other people around him. Your village, your town will not forget you in a hurry. Your neighbors will not forget you in a hurry. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? And you know what? You start small. You start your investment into people's life from small things. You might not be able to pay people's school fees now, but the little you can do, you are frying fish in the front of your room, and somebody is passing by and says, nice man. And the person goes again, oh my God, this person is already communicating to you. I want you to impart me with part of this fish. That is the indirect language. What you are frying is tantalizing me. I need a taste. That's where impact starts. Impact does not start from big things. It starts from small things. And if you cannot impact at small level, how can you impact at big level? Very, very soon, you'll be able to impact massively. Amen. I say you'll be able to impact people massively. Amen. Your impact shall be large scale. Amen. If I were you, I would say larger amen. Amen. Abraham one day was sitting and he saw some men passing by. He said, come into my house. He called his wife, go and get something good for these people to eat. Go and get something nice for these guys to taste. And as they finished, they said, we are going. He said, but however, this time 9 months from now, your wife will have a baby. If he did not call them, maybe the baby would have come, but it might have been elongated. The time the baby would have come might have been longer than that. When you impact people, God himself impacts your life. And as from today, that grace will come upon you in Jesus' name. The spirit of selfishness and self-centeredness is broken in every life here in Jesus' name. If I were you, I would say loud, amen. So, number one, I said, is the fear of God. Number two, I said, is obedience. Number three, I said, is investment mentality. Investment. And number four, where I would like to stop this morning because of our time, is connect with prophetic and pastoral blessing. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20b, the Bible explains to us, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20b. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, if you are ever going to get blessed, you need to connect with pastoral and prophetic. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. When you believe in God, he establishes you. But when you believe in your prophet, he prospers you. Your prophet is for your profit. Your prophet is for your profit. Listen, if you see a genuine prophet and a genuine pastor, he doesn't need anything from you. That's one of the major signs you use to know a prophet. If you look at when Naaman went to Elisha and said, go and do this. He did not even come out to see him. He just said, tell him to go and wash. And he came back with, he said, forget that resources, I don't need it. Just tell him to go and thank God. A prophet, a genuine prophet and pastor that is called of God, carries, he might not have much money. Like me now. Might not have so much money like that. Might just be a small boy. But if he's anointed, he will release prosperity from you, from God. God did it like that, so that man will not be independent. Because if God did not do it like that, everybody will just be behaving anyhow. We just be talking against God. Your prophet is for your profiting. Your pastor gives you a pasture. Your connection to the prophetic blessing that God has placed over you releases heaven over you. In Matthew 10, verse 41, Matthew 10, 41, the Bible says, he that received a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. There's something they call prophet's reward. When you receive a pastor for who he is, he might not be perfect. He might not be able to speak English the way you expect. He might not be as tall or as big as you expect. He might not be as old. You know, some people, they like old pastors. Except their whole hair is white and everything. This one cannot pastor me. He might not have all those qualities, those kind of qualities you are looking at. But if he carries grace, the grace will release something to you. And that grace will terminate this grace. And I'm a privileged benefactor of this. And my wife can tell you how our life has been. Our connection to our work, just like I'm your pastor, I also have my own pastor. Our connection has changed our life. And listen, it is an unbroken connection. It has been there for ages. The only thing that can make me angry with you is when I see you speak against my pastor. I mean, I will not take it easy with you at all. And that is the end of our friendship. Our friendship ends immediately you speak against him. Because you are only connected to you can't get a pipe, can't get blessed except it's connected to another pipe that has resources. You can't be blessed except you are connected to somebody who is in touch with heaven. So all this this arrogance in this world, I'm a man of myself, I'm a lady of myself, I can do it myself, is what is making people struggle. There is no connection. So there is no collection. Because there is no connection, there is no collection. You hear the servant of God say this morning that by God's grace and privilege, somebody said this time last year, during the anniversary, say, God, I am moving to my house this year. And see how God does these things. We have seen many of these. Many of such in our ministry here. Your connection brings about your collection. Your connection, tireless, die-hard connection, makes God to bless you tirelessly. My prayer for you today, as I round up, is that you will not miss out on your pastoral and prophetic blessing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know the good news? It is never too late. That's the good news. It is never too late for you to connect. And when you are connected, you will know there will be a soul tie. When you are connected, you yourself, you know that, I'm connected. I'm truly connected. But when you are disconnected, you also know. And as from today, God will make things very easy for you. I say, God will make things very easy for you. God will make things very easy for you. As from today, everything you touch, it will work out. Everything you start, you will complete that project easily. In the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.